Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is First Coast Forum, a discussion of the top local issues in our community. We welcome your opinions. Email your comments or suggestions to firstcoastforum@coxinc.com. First Coast Forum is a public service program of Cox Media Group Jacksonville.
This is going to be a great episode of First Coast Forum because it's going to help a lot of people out. It's on top of the mind. Taxes are right around the corner for some that may have not filed them yet or are starting to think about it. So we're going to get into it. My name is Justin Kuzart. Thank you for joining us. I have Zoran Pajkanovic. He is an accountant for ourbookkeepers.com here to give us the kind of 411 on all the information we need to know. So Zoran, before we get into the deep depths of taxes and all the information, you know, what is your experience or how long have you been an accountant and what have been some of your experiences as an accountant?
Well, first of all, good afternoon to you, Justin, and good afternoon to the listeners of your great radio station. As an accountant, actually, I've been performing for the past 10 years here in Jacksonville, Florida, and we do actually a variety of full accounting, payroll, and bookkeeping services for many small business owners actually in this area.
And, you know, you said you've been in Jacksonville for 10 years. Where were you before that?
Well, I've been in Jacksonville actually physically for past 17 years, but I've been practicing for the past 10 years.
Okay, so one of the big things that we were talking about before we turned the mics on and something that's probably on a lot of people's mind, you know, the tax reform that was signed into law. You know, I know you were saying there's a lot of benefits on the medical side of everything when filing your taxes. So I guess kind of explain you know, how that is going to change this year compared to other years and what people might see on their taxes, on their tax returns now.
One of the major impacts for the taxpayers that they are technically itemizing, that they're basically filing Schedule A that most of the listeners are familiar with, is basically impact related to medical expenses. Mm-hmm. As before, prior to this tax change reform, we were basically reporting 10% of adjusted gross income. Anything exceeding over 10% of adjusted gross income, we were reporting actually as an expenses related to the medical expenses. But now, that's going to go down to 7.5%. So, for example, if your adjusted gross income was a $50,000, any amount exceeding $5,000 would be calculated as an eligible medical expenses. That would be actually when 10% actually was in place. And since now, actually, that bracket is a 7.5, that's going to give opportunity to many taxpayers to use that expense as an eligible expense on their itemized Schedule A return.
Okay, so, you know, it's a good thing. In the end, they'll be saving money, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so, what other changes might we see for taxpayers, you know, going into the new year compared to last year? Are there any other kinds of differences?
Well, this would be actually the major one that I would like to discuss, but I think many of your listeners actually would like to know what is it exactly going ahead of us.
Yes.
Which is actually, again, entering actually into 2018 and how 2018 actually will be really affecting us. Where 2018 actually technically going to be a year where we all going to witness all the changes and we all going to feel the impact on our personal income tax returns as well as in business going forward.
Okay, and so yeah, let's talk about some of those changes for businesses, like you said, but specifically for the person. What are the main ones that people will notice, like right off the bat?
Well, for 2018, definitely standard deduction actually will be doubled, but the personal exemption actually going to be basically going away. Just to give you an example, As of now, you know, personal standard deduction actually for a married couple is a $12,700. Going forward, that standard deduction actually going to be $24,000. Mm-hmm. So, but at the same time, the personal exemption actually will be going away. So therefore, yet it will be doubled. But just because the personal exemption actually is going away, that's going to actually create particular impact. Then, of course, you know, this is the largest, this is actually the largest tax reform ever since 1986. And what's going to actually do for many families with their dependents, for example, it's going to give opportunity that child credit, for example, will be doubled. So instead of $1,000 in 2018, that child credit actually will be $2,000. So that's one of the great benefits actually the families may gonna see as far as their impact. Now on the back end of it, there's also limitation on the real estate taxes that the taxpayer gonna be able actually to basically report the taxes not exceeding $10,000. Right at the same time, actually, the student credit, educational credit actually will remain the same. So those are just some of few. That I would like to mention, you know, that is actually coming forward.
Okay, and you know, I guess you're talking about a lot of exemptions, deductions. You know, for somebody who may not know, what are the differences between an exemption and a deduction and potential credit? I know those were three things you had mentioned.
Yeah, well, but at the same time, actually, exemption actually is based actually primarily off your dependents. So just to give you an example, if you are a married couple, you may have actually a child that is under age 16, or you very well may gonna have a student in your family. But at the same time, you know, as in part of your dependent, actually, you very well could have actually a parents. You can have actually stepchildren, and just to name few. But at the same time, when we go on actually to basically differentiate the credits from exemption, you know, the credits actually, there's a foreign tax credit, there's a educational credit, there's a earned income credit. And those are just a few, you know, along actually with the energy credit that each of them actually is eligible. And when we go on actually down to deduction, the most important thing, going back actually, Justin, to your previous question, is related actually, you know, what impact actually is going to create in a year 2018. Many of our listeners actually may actually think about, especially some of those that they go on actually to the divorce process or they're thinking actually about a divorce. One of the major impacts actually in a new tax law is alimony. Alimony as of tax 2017 is still deductible, and it will be deductible for those actually who divorce and enter into alimony agreement prior to December 31 of 2018, which means for those, and I guess family law attorneys, you know, probably actually get a full head right now. Unfortunately, you know, for the set of circumstances, the you know, families actually are getting split and divorced, but that is actually one of the deductions actually that will be going away. Besides actually, you know, besides actually that, you know, standard actually will be pretty much actually double. At the same time, you know, on deduction side, you know, there's also that we do have basically educator expenses as an opportunity to basically deduct them, and that will remain the same for 2018. And yet, actually, you know, all the contributions that we do to individual retirement account is something actually that we're going to continue taking advantage in 2018 as well.
And, you know, is there a specific place you can go to see, you know, the potential credits that you might be able to use, or exemptions that you might have, or deductions that you might have? Is there a specific website they could check out? Or
I'm pretty much actually sure that each of your listeners actually probably have a trusted you know, tax advisor that they go to. But at the same time, basically, we at ourbookkeepers.com, we actually have a blog where we really talk about a tax reform and all the changes actually that they will be impacting 2018. Yet, actually, you know, they can reach us through just a really tax specialized site, which is a 904tax.com. Is also another website that they can go to, or if they feel even more comfortable, you know, they can definitely give us a call, and we're definitely going to chat with them.
You kind of mentioned the blog, and I'm interested in that. How often are you guys updating that? Pretty often?
We do have actually about a couple articles every week, as well as we have it actually on a Facebook and a Twitter account. So on the Facebook, actually, it'll be facebook.com/904tax. Same actually for Twitter. And those are the couple of areas actually where we really try to stay up to date with the new actually tax reform.
Okay, so that seems to be the place to check you guys out. You know, one of the other things is me and my roommates were just having this argument, so it's pretty funny that this question comes up, is they're already filing their taxes and doing that whole thing, and I'm always been the one that'll, you know, I put it off, and then, you know, the last second's like, oh, I got to get this in, you know. Are there benefits to filing the taxes early versus, you know, maybe waiting till the last possible second?
Well, there are a couple of approaches actually that you can take. For example, if you would owe less than $1,000 on your personal income tax return, there's really no advantage because you're going to end up actually paying that by April 17th. Regardless. But in example, if you owe actually more than $1,000 and you technically did not make those prepayments in a previous year, you might be subject of the penalty and interest related actually to those liabilities. So to answer your question, really, it's not like, you know, I go first and you go second. Right. I go 10 days after you or you go 10 days before me, whichever is. Nobody gets more or less money. It's pretty much the same. It's just about the liability part on a personal return that you may have that could possibly impact, you know, your final bill, which is, again, under $1,000, there's no interest and penalty.
Okay. And so let's talk a little bit about the earned income tax credit. You know, I guess kind of explain it in layman's terms for somebody who may not understand what it is and how it is important to know.
Well, the earned income tax credit actually is meant to be, and it's technically designed for the families actually that they're not fortunate, that in their family actually they make enough actually to support their families. So the earned income credit actually technically is designed to support actually joint couples and head of households with their respectful dependents, you know, with the kids under 16, or even actually with the dependents actually that they're full-time students over age 17. And earned income credit actually comes into place actually where those families, in event actually that they did not make enough on their adjusted gross income, they would possibly qualify, you know, for extra money as in credit that basically the tax law is allowing them actually to claim for. And that's really what makes us actually going, you know, when we are in a when we are actually sitting in an unfortunate position, that few extra thousands of dollars actually that we may gonna get is actually something that basically helps those dependents and those families.
Of course, of course. For somebody that has an IRA set up or is working on an IRA, you know, for the 2017 tax year, I know that there's going to be a big change. So, you know, is it too late to contribute to an IRA for the 2017 tax year?
Well, not really, because you can actually still allocate up to $5,500 before April the 17th if you are under age 50. If you are over age 50, you do have opportunity actually to allocate $6,500, but both of those actually you need to take you know, you need to take action prior to April 17th of 2018 to be qualified for the previous year. And of course, you should not file your taxes prior actually your allocation, because yet you can file them, but yet what if you actually forget to mention that? So it'd be much right. easier actually that you do it in order actually that it was done. Allocate and then file.
So wait, but the you kind of doom date is April 17th. You got to do everything before that kind of deal.
That is correct.
Okay.
Both of those actually had to be done before then. That is correct.
And you know, I've been hearing a lot about this, you know, with the radio. We've run a ton of commercials about, you know, you have to have health insurance. You know, if you didn't have health insurance in 2017, You know, what's the kind of penalty? I know that was always like a threat that I heard was a possibility. You know, is there penalties and what could people be looking at?
Well, in 2016, after the February, for year, text year actually 2017, that mm-hmm. we were filing in 2017, there was a presidential order actually, you know, not to actually calculate the penalties ever since after February. Mm-hmm. But then for 2017, unfortunately, they have remained out there. So we still actually pay 2.5% of our adjusted gross income in penalties mm-hmm. if we did not have a health coverage. But yet, actually, that penalty is no higher than $695 if it is individual, single individual. And then if it is a family, basically the cap is at $2,085. Now, good thing is going forward in 2018, this penalty actually is going away. And that's going to be something that basically it's not going to be present in 2018.
Was it something you saw a lot in 2017? You know, before I know it's going away, but is it something you've seen a lot recently?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, we are pretty much actually in, you know, in the first half of February, and myself at ourbookkeepers.com, you know, and a couple of my colleagues out there, we did file actually quite a few individual income tax returns. And unfortunately, we did see actually those penalty assessments mm-hmm. being part of their returns, which does create actually on an average family, especially on this market where we live, it did create actually financial impact. But going actually forward, that penalty will not be calculated, at least actually according to the new rules.
Okay. And so, you know, say, for example, like my roommate, how I talked about, he was already filing his taxes. Say he filed them, noticed there was a mistake or something, you know, how do you, I guess, go to fix that or what should you do?
Well, I'm just going to actually tell you this. Just for example, just because you're mentioning, you know, somebody like you or your roommate, mm-hmm, for mm-hmm. example, what could have happened, you know, just because, you know, you obviously might be still in a college or you may yeah. have actually get out of college and whatnot. And usually what happens is the reason for amended return or for calling it a mistake mm-hmm. is because you did not report possible deduction. In this case, right. actually, that would be student loan that you might be paying, mm-hmm. which in this case actually would be advantage to you because you would save on the taxes.
Right.
Or maybe you work actually last summer, you know, at some part-time job, you know, as an extra job, you're taking it at the college and you completely have forgotten that you basically have that extra W-2. Mm-hmm. Now, when that W-2 or 1098-T that I was actually mentioning, you know, may come to you, that is a time that you definitely have to address the issue, because if you do not address the issue with your tax advisor, what's going to happen is Internal Revenue Service may going to contact you and they may going to say if there was an income that you have a deficiency on your tax and you have to address the issue. So before all that actually come, if by any chance you would receive whether something that would be going to your advantage, such as actually, you know, student interest, or you would receive actually extra W-2 or something actually along that line, mm-hmm. Definitely this is something that you may want to address actually immediately, whether with your tax advisor, or you can definitely contact us, you know, at 904tax.com, and we'll be happy to help you with it.
That seems like something. Don't wait on it. If something shows up at the house that you think should be involved with your taxes, you know, make a move quickly to make sure that you don't get in trouble for that. You know, I guess, what would be a way that somebody would know that their taxes could have been potentially wrong, or there was something wrong on their taxes? What's like, would be like the number one like sign that, hey, maybe there's something wrong here, you should investigate and make sure this was correct?
Well, definitely is after you file your taxes, whether you did your taxes yourself mm-hmm. or you actually went to see advisor to assist you with it. Definitely the sign that basically you need to look into is when you're receiving a mail, you know, something that looks alike that you were supposed to report in your taxes and you didn't. Or in fact, actually, if knowingly, you know, you go actually to your drawer and you find actually a document possibly that could be related to the year that you have filed taxes for, you should definitely actually contact someone, or basically if you have done them online, you should definitely actually see if you can create a correction or if it is something that you need to actually have attention on.
Okay. And you know, being an accountant, what would be your number one tip of advice to somebody to potentially capitalize on the most, you know, credits or deductions that you could get during your taxes or on your taxes? What are some things that you would suggest?
Well, there was a lot of talk, you know, ever since actually tax reform actually happened. I believe some of the government officials, including the president, were talking about it, that now you're going to be able to do your personal income tax actually on a postcard. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest with you, I just kind of do not understand actually how that would be possible, because yet, imagine, you know, if you were a student, in example, if you did purchase actually a new electric car, you're still going to be in a position actually to receive $7,500. Mm-hmm. Dollars actually even in 2018, or you may have actually, maybe you're a YouTuber or you are actually a blogger, and at the same time that is your side job. Also, you might be Uber driver, you know, or Lyft driver, and at the same time that all actually may going to include a certain schedules that you may not be actually familiar with, and yet you may not be actually familiar with the old deductions actually that you might be permitted to. So right at that point, actually, I would say it wouldn't cost you anything, you know, if you try to reach to any accountant or any tax advisor. I mean, I should actually take it back. I know it won't cost you anything if you reach to us. Mm-hmm. But as far as others, I'm not really quite sure, because we definitely do provide free consultation. It's very, fairly easy. You can go to our website and just actually schedule a free consultation. We do not charge for 30 minutes consultation to review your position and advise you actually going forward what would be best for you.
And I know you said you guys are pretty active on Facebook and Twitter. If somebody has a question that isn't too personal, obviously, are they able to reach out to you on the Facebook
yes.
page, just comment, and maybe you guys can direct them that way if for whatever reason they're not comfortable calling in or they just
I believe
do it that
our
way?
Respond time, if you go actually and you try to Google us, yeah. I think our respond time, actually, you can actually even try to Google us at ourbookkeepers.com or just say ourbookkeepers. Mm-hmm. And I believe there's a way from your phone actually that you can message us. And the response time actually is less than 5 minutes.
Okay.
Same actually on a Facebook. So either case actually would be beneficial. But what we really love the most is, like, you know, if you have a specific situation, we would always encourage you to schedule an appointment.
Right.
And you don't have to even appear in our office. You can actually just give us a call and say, hey, those are my concerns, you know, because actually I'm running a blog or I'm doing actually videos, you know, mm-hmm. on a YouTube. And we have actually quite a few of those that I do on a side job. And basically they always have additional questions, you know, if they are permitted actually to calculate a certain expenses and deduction related to their business.
So just give us the rundown again, you know, what number to call, what website to go to if they want to reach out to you, if anything, you know, if they're worried about anything with their taxes or if there's something that they want an answer to and they want to reach out to you guys, what's the every outlet that they can take?
Well, absolutely, absolutely. The one of the coolest thing actually that I have just noticed is that basically I have noticed that on a Google local businesses, we're most and highest reviewed accounting practice in Jacksonville among them all.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the ways actually of reaching to us basically is calling us at 904-425-1238. Also, another way actually of reaching to us actually is really going to our website, which is ourbookkeepers.com. Or simply actually just visiting actually 904tax.com. This last one actually is probably going to be the one that everyone going to remember because it's your area code tax.
Mm-hmm.
So what better actually can you imagine for your name?
It's so simple. You know, you usually hear these things and you're like, oh man, what was that website? No, just 904tax. It's pretty simple. So reach out to 904tax, like you were saying, 904tax.com, ourbookkeepers.com, or give you guys a call, 904-425-1238. Zoran, thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you, and thank you to the listeners of your radio station.
You've been listening to First Coast Forum, a weekly public affairs program devoted to the top local issues in our community. If you have a comment or suggestion for a topic we should explore, our email is firstcoastforum@coxinc.com. That's firstcoastforum@coxinc.com. First Coast Forum is a production of Cox Media Group Jacksonville.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.